Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
NeuroOne promotes Emily Johns to Chief Administrative Officer. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation has promoted Emily Johns to Chief Administrative Officer and General Counsel. Johns, who joined earlier this year, will lead legal strategy and oversee human resources, compliance, security, and risk areas. Dave Rosa, President and CEO, praised her impactful contributions and future growth potential. Johns expressed excitement for strengthening operations and infrastructure to expand the reach of their life-changing technologies. With a background in public company law, including work with NeuroOne since 2017, Johns is well-equipped for her new role. NeuroOne is focused on developing minimally invasive solutions for neurological disorders, aiming to improve patient outcomes and reduce procedural costs. For more information, visit www.nmtc1.com.
Investor news breaks: Anovis Bio Inc., NYNVS, closes $6 million registered direct offering. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company focusing on neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, has closed a $6 million registered direct offering. The offering consisted of 4 million shares of common stock at $1.50 per share, with H.C. Wainwright & Co. serving as the exclusive placement agent. The gross proceeds of $6 million before fees and expenses will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. Anovis is dedicated to developing innovative therapies to improve patient outcomes and quality of life in diseases such as AD and PD. For more information, visit the company's website.
GeoVax highlights positive interim results for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine in immunocompromised patients at World Vaccine Congress Europe 2025. GeoVax Labs Inc. highlighted positive interim results for their multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine, GEO-CM04S1, at the World Vaccine Congress Europe 2025. The presentations emphasized the vaccine's favorable safety profile and robust T-cell responses in immunocompromised patients. Phase 2 data showed strong T-cell responses to spike and nucleocapsid, surpassing mRNA boosters. The vaccine demonstrated broad, durable immunity against Omicron subvariants. Interim safety results in patients with hematologic malignancies post-transplant or CAR T-cell therapy showed a comparable safety profile to mRNA vaccines. No serious adverse events were reported, and breakthrough infections were mild to moderate. CEO David Dodd expressed confidence in GEO-CM4S potential to protect vulnerable populations effectively.
Sweetgrass Pediatrics expands coastal reach with addition of Inlet Pediatrics. Sweetgrass Pediatrics announces the addition of Inlet Pediatrics, now operating as Sweetgrass Pediatrics at the Inlet in Murrells Inlet. Led by Dr. Amanda Drozieko, MD, and nurse practitioner Dawn Fox, the practice continues its compassionate, family-centered pediatric care. This expansion strengthens Sweetgrass Pediatrics' presence in the Grand Strand region, offering greater convenience and access to local families. With updated office hours and new services like telemedicine and online appointment scheduling, Sweetgrass Pediatrics at the Inlet aims to provide exceptional care while expanding resources for the community. For more information, visit sweetgrasspediatrics.com. Southern Med Pediatrics expands into Rock Hill with addition of Sunshine Pediatrics. Southern Med Pediatrics has expanded into Rock Hill with the addition of Sunshine Pediatrics, a trusted provider of children's health care in the community for over two decades. Dr. Raj Patel and the existing Sunshine team will continue to provide compassionate care, now with new weekday hours and Saturday morning visits for added flexibility. Patients will also gain access to telemedicine options, behavioral health services, and a coordinated pediatric network across South Carolina. Dr. Kyle Guyton, co-founder of Southern Med Pediatrics, expressed excitement to welcome Sunshine Pediatrics into the Southern Med family, emphasizing the commitment to exceptional care and expanded services for Rock Hills families. Dr. Raj Patel of Sunshine Pediatrics shared his enthusiasm for joining Southern Med, ensuring patients will receive the same personal care with the added resources of Southern Med Pediatrics. For more information on Southern Med Pediatrics and its mission to provide comprehensive pediatric care to underserved communities, visit www.southernmedpeds.com.
Navigating confined space safety regulations. This comprehensive resource assists employers and safety professionals in navigating confined space safety regulations and regulatory compliance. It addresses the distinction between permit-required confined spaces and non-permit-required spaces, crucial for workplace safety. Failing to identify these spaces correctly can lead to operational risks and non-compliance. The resource outlines criteria for classification, emphasizing the need for control measures and written entry programs. It also highlights the importance of emergency preparedness and rescue teams. Professionals can access the full article for a clearer understanding of safety protocols. Diversified Compliance Services specializes in confined space rescue and emergency response services, ensuring worker protection and regulatory adherence. Yearin Law secures $598,790 personal injury verdict following insurance dispute. Yearin Law recently secured a $598,790 personal injury verdict following an insurance dispute stemming from a 2024 motor vehicle collision. The client, a front seat passenger, suffered multiple injuries, including herniated cervical discs, a lumbar injury, shoulder trauma, and a concussion. Despite the at-fault driver's $50,000 liability policy limit, Allstate only offered $25,000, citing a controversial family step-down clause. After legal challenges, the court awarded the full amount requested. Don Yearin, founder of Yearin Law, emphasized the importance of fair treatment for policyholders and plans to pursue a bad faith insurance claim on behalf of the client. Yearin Law is known for its aggressive representation and successful outcomes in personal injury cases.
Isotropic Corp, ISO, OTCQF, advances AI-powered breast CT innovation and reinforces its commitment to safer, smarter cancer imaging. Isotropic Corp is advancing AI-powered breast CT innovation with its IsoView system, designed to prioritize safety and precision in cancer imaging. By utilizing a trade secret reconstruction algorithm and AI-native design, Isotropic aims to dominate the future of breast imaging technology. Recent studies show that AI-assisted mammography can boost accuracy by 18%, revolutionizing cancer detection. With a focus on reducing radiation exposure in CT scans, Isotropic's technology presents a solution for optimizing breast images. The company's commitment to innovation and accessibility in breast diagnostics underscores its mission to redefine cancer imaging. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/IZOZF.
Investor News Breaks, Nanoviricides, NYS American NNVC, featured an analyst report highlighting dual-track clinical strategy for NV387. Nanoviricides, Inc., NNVC, was recently featured in an analyst report highlighting its dual-track clinical development strategy for NV387. This broad-spectrum antiviral drug candidate targets Mpox and respiratory viral infections, including influenza, coronaviruses, and RSV. The report emphasizes NV387's nanopolymer micelle technology, which binds and neutralizes virus particles before infecting cells. Nanoviricides plans to start a phase 2 trial for Mpox in Congo by late 2025 or early 2026, after completing a phase 1 safety study in 2023. The company has already secured ethics approval for this trial. Additionally, the report mentions potential USDEL biodefense funding opportunities through BARDA based on successful trial outcomes. Biomed News Breaks. Adagi's CEO discusses AI-driven solutions for value-based care in latest Bell to Bell podcast. Adagis, a healthcare technology company, is featured in the latest episode of the Bell to Bell podcast. In the interview, Adagis CEO Shane Spears discusses how their AI-powered platform simplifies delivering value-based care by digitizing insurance and compliance processes. Spears notes that Adagis currently supports over 580,000 patient lives. The conversation explores Adagis' scalable model, rapid growth, and mission to make value-based care accessible to all providers. Adagis focuses on addressing inefficiencies in care delivery through AI and machine learning, empowering healthcare providers to enhance patient outcomes and drive increased revenue. For more information, visit adagis.com.
Biomed News Breaks. Humacyte Inc., NASDAQ UMA, announces $60 million registered direct offering of common stock and warrants. Humacyte Inc. has announced a $60 million registered direct offering of common stock and warrants. The offering, oversubscribed, involves 28,436,018 shares of common stock and accompanying warrants at $2.11 per unit. The warrants become exercisable 180 days after issuance with an exercise price of $2.11 per share and an expiration date of April 7, 2031. Gross proceeds are expected to reach $60 million before fees and expenses, with the closing expected around October 8, 2025. D. Boral Capital LLC is the exclusive placement agent for the offering. Humacyte Inc. is a biotechnology platform company developing bioengineered human tissues for medical applications with a focus on improving patient lives and transforming medicine practices. For more information, visit humacyte.com.
Alpha Cognition Inc. to present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. Alpha Cognition Inc., a biopharmaceutical company focused on neurodegenerative diseases, will be presenting at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. The event aims to connect innovative companies like Alpha Cognition with institutional investors. CEO Michael McFadden expressed excitement about sharing the company's progress and engaging with potential investors. The conference, organized with B2i Digital, will feature over 60 companies across various sectors, with Alpha Cognition offering its unique perspective to attendees. This platform provides a valuable opportunity for networking and dialogue between growth companies and the investment community. Sun Knowledge, leading the medical accounts receivable revolution for physicians and hospitals across USA. Sun Knowledge Inc., a leader in healthcare revenue cycle management, has revolutionized accounts receivable management for physicians and hospitals nationwide. With expertise in specialties like DME, cardiology, pain management, and more, Sun Knowledge sets new standards in AR management by improving reimbursement collection speed and transparency. The company's coast-to-coast presence and proven expertise in addressing regional payer complexities make it a go-to partner for healthcare organizations. By reducing AR days by up to 72% and enhancing collections by 80%, Sun Knowledge's industry dominance is evident. With a focus on efficiency and human expertise, Sun Knowledge empowers various healthcare verticals with tailored RCM solutions, leading to cost savings of up to 80%. Without compromising quality.
Cardinal Digital Marketing to host Scaling Up, the Healthcare Performance Marketing Summit and Flocky Awards. Cardinal Digital Marketing, the premier healthcare performance marketing agency, is hosting Scaling Up, the Healthcare Performance Marketing Summit, bringing together over 35 senior marketing leaders from top healthcare provider groups to share growth strategies in today's challenging environment. With rising tariffs and regulatory uncertainty, healthcare marketers face pressure to deliver growth on tighter budgets. The summit will provide practical strategies for patient acquisition and sustainable growth. The event will also feature the inaugural Flocky Awards, recognizing innovative healthcare marketing campaigns of 2025. Highlights include 35 speakers from leading healthcare organizations, 2,000-plus attendees, and industry sponsors like Illumin, and Ours Privacy. The Flocky Awards are open for submissions until October 15, 2025. Scaling Up 2025 takes place virtually on October 28 to 29, 2025, with free attendance for healthcare marketers and executives.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.